Time to find out what's doing around the Upper Hunter Shire Council District. Joining us is General Manager Greg McDonald. Greg, how are you doing this morning?
Yeah, I'm going really well, thanks.
That's the way. Now, I was reading on the Facebook page for Upper Hunter Shire Council yesterday. There was a response to a number of accusations that had been made regarding a woman's house and a tree. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, look, there was an article on one of the social media sites that had a number of the facts incorrectly stated. We wanted to correct that, and we wrote to that website and asked them to correct it. After a couple of days of no response, we decided that the best way to provide the community with the actual facts was to put our own statement out. So on Friday afternoon, we prepared a document and put it on our website and our social media site, just putting the facts there. We're happy for the community to, you know, discuss the options. Different people have different views about the actions taken by council, but we wanted them to at least have the facts before making a decision.
Well, so ultimately, yeah, the correct information, according to the council, has been put up on the Facebook page for people to have a read and fully appreciate exactly what's going on from your side of the fence.
That's right, yeah.
Fair enough. Well, we'll leave that one there. There may be something else bubble up about that. I did also want to ask you about a cooling your home workshop that's coming up.
Yeah, we'll be running a workshop in late October on cooling your home. Obviously, as we're coming into the summer months, you know, we're starting to heat up. A lot of people are relying on air conditioning and the likes, but there's other ways of keeping your home cool. And these workshops are designed to try and give people good ideas about how to either retrofit or make adaptions to their house so that they can do it in a environmentally sensitive way, not relying on air conditioning all the time, to keep their homes cool and more livable through these hot months.
Greg, are you going to be taking up some Tai Chi, are you, mate?
I'm not sure it's my thing, but we are running Tai Chi classes for the community in Maryworr, Murrundi and Scone from October 19th. So we're obviously looking at running these classes now that we are seeing more people out and about in the community, being a little bit more active. It's an opportunity for people to get out in the community, and Tai Chi is a great opportunity for them to do that. It's free and it's being run weekly, but we do need people to book because the numbers are limited. So you can do that on our website, or you can ring Nikki Weston, one of our staff, directly on 0414 806074 and make that booking.
And just finally, I'd spoken to Morris about this in the past, the vaccine challenge, the numbers certainly for the Upper Hunter Shire Council, the last I saw was close to 95% for the first dose. You must be very pleased with those numbers.
Yeah, we're doing really well. And of course, as you know, Morris has got a little friendly challenge with the other mayors around the area to try and be the first to get to 80% second dose. As you said, we're doing really well on the first dose. We're well over 90% now. We're closing in on 70% second dose. And I think we're out at front at the moment. But as I say, it's not about who wins this. It's about how we get the whole community in the entire Upper Hunter region to that 80%, along with New South Wales, of course, so we can start to enjoy a bit more freedom.
Yeah, well, that's true. The real winner out of the challenge is the community as a whole.
Absolutely. You know, it's a nice, fun way to deal with something that's pretty serious. And I think, you know, the mayors have had a bit of fun. And at the end of the day, there's going to be some group, we don't know who that is yet, but some group that's going to benefit from the $200 wages that each of the mayors have put in.
Look forward to finding out more about that. Greg McDonald from Upper Hunter Shire Council, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Not a problem. My pleasure. Thank you.